Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So back in the day, I used to be in corporate. If you've been around for longer than 5 minutes, you've definitely heard some of those stories. But something I don't often talk about is that when I resigned from my job, everyone seemed genuinely surprised that I'd resigned, which was completely astounding to me. I was so burnt out and so stressed out that I wasn't sleeping. I was phoning in my day job, refusing to do anything extra, and frankly, found myself throwing up on the way to work, probably at least once a week in the last few months. But at work, no one noticed. I was in the office, in front of my managers and my teammates, at least 50 hours a week, and no one noticed. So now imagine what you might be missing with your remote team. Because you don't even have the visual cues that are going to tell you that something's off. When your team members are burnt out, they are experiencing intense mental fatigue. Their focus is shot, they are not efficient, they are not productive. If you've got people in your team who are burning out or burnt out, it is going to hit the productivity of your business. And I don't want you to think about that productivity in terms of it's taking them longer to do X, Y, Z tasks. No, I want you to picture big time productivity hits. Projects being delayed, creativity at an all-time low, and the momentum of your business just grinding down. So you need to not only be looking, but looking hard to spot the less obvious signs of burnout in your remote team. You need to question when someone is turning in assignments late, or maybe the quality of their work isn't as great as it used to be. We can assume that this is time management and an attitude. What if it's actually a signal that they've lost motivation, that they're feeling overwhelmed? Another thing we sometimes miss is a change in communication style. Someone who's been really excited and active and passionate about what you're doing, going quiet in team meetings. Or somebody who's the life and soul of the team, suddenly becoming quiet or even indifferent. It's easy to ascribe this to attitude. And it's easy to get irritated with team members who are suddenly taking more sick days, more absent than they used to be, and assume that they're just not that into the job anymore. But actually, these can be signals that they are struggling. The key here is to dig a little deeper when you see one of these signs. Don't just assume this is someone being a pain in your butt, this is someone not performing, this is someone choosing to be difficult. Because if you've got one team member who's experiencing these symptoms of burnout, chances are somebody else in the team is going to follow. Now, prevention is always better than cure. Recovering from burnout is a whole thing. I always say to people, like, I had to give up my whole life and go traveling for 2 years to even be able to come back to the idea of working. So we want to try and prevent that rather than trying to cure it. And the best way to do this is to look at the culture in your business. Do you have open communication? Can your team tell you that they feel overloaded? Can they tell you that they feel stressed? Can they tell you that they are overwhelmed without worrying about being penalized in some way, without being seen as a troublemaker, without being seen as the team negative Nelly? Does your culture normalize taking breaks? Do people actually use their vacation time? You also want to think about how you recognize hard work. So if everybody's been crushing it on a really huge project, how are you recognizing that? Are you rewarding that with even more work? Or are you making sure that everybody has rest built in to recover? And then one of the most effective things you can do is to get your team talking to each other, whether that's that they have lunch together virtually, they have a coffee chat every now and then. When you have your team chatting in these informal ways, you have more than just your eyes on the team to spot when someone is struggling. So find ways that you can encourage these informal check-ins with each other on the team that don't always rely on you. This kind of work-life balance culture, this focus on it, is especially important in remote teams where it's real easy for lines to blur, right? It's really easy to work into the wee hours. You just have to commute to your bed. You, as the leader, need to set the tone. And what is so key here and where we miss the mark so often is it's not just setting the tone in what you say, but in how you act, right? So if you're telling your team that you believe in work-life balance and you are emailing them at 2 a.m., that signals to them that that's an accepted work-life balance to you, and they will act accordingly. If you email them or message them or work over the weekends, they will pay attention to that. This doesn't mean you can't work on the weekend in your business that you're super passionate about, but be aware of how that's reflecting back into your team. If you give people unlimited vacation days, set boundaries around what's acceptable so that you're not resentful when they take those days. They will always go off of what you do if it contradicts what you say. That's one of the things that makes building a supportive culture really tricky. You have to be living it all the time because they are watching you. So you, as the CEO, need to be consciously looking for signs of burnout in your team. Remember, we're watching this for two reasons. One, because we want our business to be a great place to work. We don't want people burning out and getting stressed and needing to take months of recovery from working in our business. That's just not a place we want to be. And then also, we want to make sure that they're not burning out so that the business isn't burning out behind them. So what is your strategy for spotting those first signs of burnout in your team and proactively managing it?